This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. I've been reading about Jean Duncan Robinson Hauptvedt from her autobiography, which can be found at the Roseau County Museum. Last week, I told you about Jean meeting Glenn Robinson. They had been enjoying each other's company, and she was getting to know the Robinson family. I'll read from her story. Mr. and Mrs. John H. Robinson lived on a farm 5 miles east of Roseau. John was a very pleasant person. He had a happy personality. His wife's name was Althea. They had a family of 7, 4 boys and 3 girls. Glenn Lewis was the oldest boy, whose birthday was on August 27, 1919. He would be 22 on his birthday in 1941. His sister Donna was 3 years older than Glenn. She was married to Bernard Larson, and they lived on a farm near Badger. June, who was 3 years younger than Glenn, and Alice, her younger sister, attended high school in Roseau. They were in the same grade since June had missed so much school because of an illness. John Jr. was just starting high school that year, and the 2 younger boys, Earl and Kenneth, were still in grade school. The Robinsons had a large garden. They canned a lot of vegetables and fruit in season. June and Alice were 4-H members, so they canned vegetables and made pickles as their project for the fair, which was in July. It seemed like the whole family always worked hard. However, they always had time to do things together. They were a very close family, and I admired that. As summer approached, Glenn began to talk about going to work on construction again. His dad had lined up some gravel hauling jobs. They would be gone all summer. He asked me if I would marry him so I could go with them. He said they had a small trailer house, which they always took along on construction jobs. We could live in that, and I could cook for him and his dad. I didn't know what to say. Because of all the things that had happened to me in the years previous, I didn't want to take any more chances of losing someone I loved. It seemed like every time I grew fond of someone, they would be taken from me. Maybe there was something wrong with me. However, as Glenn kept talking about our getting married, I weakened. I really wanted to be a part of his family. He was the nicest man I had ever dated. Glenn and I went to tell Aunt Hannah that we were going to get married. I don't think Violet liked the idea because she kept mentioning my former boyfriends and wondering how they were going to feel. I was embarrassed, to say the least. Glenn just laughed about her teasing. Aunt Hannah was pleased. She liked Glenn. Now we had to go talk to Glenn's parents, which was not going to be easy. Glenn was his dad's right-hand man and the apple of his mother's eye. They were very close. Glenn loved his parents very much. It showed in all that he did. He had never worked for himself. All the money that he had made always went into the family fund. When Glenn told his parents that we wanted to be married, his father thought it was a good idea. His mother, however, thought we should wait until we knew each other better. After all, we had only been dating a few months. It was hard for her to accept that her firstborn son was ready to fly off and be married. However, Donna came to our rescue. She talked to her mother, pointing out that if Glenn and I were married, he wouldn't be putting miles on the car to go dating. Reluctantly, his mother agreed. The wedding would have to be arranged quickly since the road construction work would start soon. We set the date for July 6th. I didn't have the money for a church wedding, so Glenn's sisters suggested we have a private wedding at their parents' home. I had exactly $13.50, with which I had to purchase a new dress, shoes, and whatever else I could afford. I found a white 2-piece dress with a fitted bodice and red buttons as decoration at the waist. When I had stretched the money as far as it would go, I did not have enough to buy a ring for Glenn. When I told him about that, he said he did not want a ring because he thought it would be in the way when he did mechanic work on machinery. Whenever any of the machinery broke down, Glenn always was on hand to fix it. He had a special talent for mechanic work. He loved getting his hands greasy. Jean knew the pastor who came out to Pine Grove Church, Reverend Casper B. Nervig, who was pastor of the English Lutheran Church in Roseau. He consented to officiate at their wedding. Glenn's father went with them when they applied for their marriage license. They were both pretty nervous that day. So on July 6th, 1941, Jean became Mrs. Glenn Robinson at a little ceremony in the front room of the Robinson home, which had been decorated by Glenn's sisters. Only a few immediate family members were there besides the pastor and his wife. Jean carried a bouquet of wildflowers gathered from the woods near the house. They took pictures in the backyard, and Glenn's mother and sisters served a lunch. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.